This is The Hangout with Matthew Carter,
Matt Evans,
Roy Shapinski,
and Tim Van Claveren.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to The Hangout with no S.
Hello.
Hi. Hanging out.
Hanging out. What's everybody doing?
I'm on a Mac. I have on my left
side. I thought you were on a Windows.
I'm on Windows as for the podcast because my Mac can't handle Windows, but I have slightly to the left. I have the Mac Mini, recently upgraded, has an SSD and 8 gigs of RAM, and it actually runs not like hot garbage.
Does it have Big Sur?
So we have to explain why we have to explain what happened before the show. So Tim is obviously a Windows user and using Windows for a stream, but we were a little behind today because we were trying to get
looking at him.
We were trying to get his audio fixed. There was a humming in the background and his audio. And then Matt, who also is a Windows user, was having issues too. The two people who have Macs here, I just want to say, had no audio issues.
My issue was more of a Windows server issue.
That's the point, though, is that it's still a Windows issue.
It's still a Windows issue. Still a Windows issue. And no matter what you do, it's still a Windows issue.
Near unlimited customization options. I don't think that's an issue. Our issue is that we have so much choice that it sometimes gets complicated.
It feel, Matt Carter? How does it feel to be able to repair your own computer and not have to go to the Apple store?
Hey, Tim, so what did you
as a
just
person
do,
who doesn't like going outside, it's fantastic.
I opened a Mac that literally Apple, one of the last Macintoshes that Apple decided not to solder the RAM into the board.
Matt, when was the last time you had to take your Mac into an Apple store to get repaired?
I don't know. A couple years ago. And guess what? It was out of warranty and they replaced my battery for free.
Hey, Tim, when was the last time you had to get into your computer case to do something?
Oh man, it's been years. It's been maybe 3 years.
Okay. Why not just get a Mac? You can take it and do it. See, here's Tim. The thing. And I was telling Tim this in the Discord, but I have had Macs since 2006. Okay. I've owned 4 Macs in my life. My first one was the black MacBook, which was the really old one, and you could upgrade. So I took it in and got upgraded, and it lasted another, 4 years. And then I finally still didn't die, but I finally was like, okay, it's time for a new one. And so I got the MacBook 13 inch. I upgraded that to the MacBook 16 inch or 15 inch. And then I have a Mac Mini. Those are the Macs that I have owned. And none of them have died. None of them had had issues except for the battery in my last one. It was out of warranty and they replaced it. And on my 13 inch, I'll have you know that my screen went out and I was out of warranty too. And I didn't have Apple Care and they replaced the screen.
Hey Tim, what color Mini were you looking at
for the iPhone? I was looking at the dark, the blue one. Evans, you kind of inspired me with your phone. Your phone was the blue, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
So yeah, I have the blue. I have the blue.
Yeah. I know the blue is a little bit different on the 12 mini than it is on the
it's a
Pro
much
Max.
Deeper blue.
Yeah, but
yeah, it's a much it's deeper blue, but
having to deal with your phone on when we were filming, I fell in love with the color. I thought it was great.
Amazon's got the Apple silicone
Is that the $30 one?
Yeah, it's like $20 cheaper.
I have that in my Apple. I have that on my wish list when I order the phone. That's going to be the case I order with it.
I can say this. I've used plenty of different brand cases with my phone, anywhere from Mouse to Phone Rebel to Spigen, and I always find myself putting an Apple silicone one back on there. I think that it has the best heat transfer capabilities. It doesn't lock in the heat as much. And I just think it feels best in hand for something so large to not have it so slippery. This, the silicone case does really well. I know Matt's showing off his bull strap case there. That's the one, yeah, of the MagSafe black ones, right?
That's the black MagSafe one. Yeah. And actually, I found that the MagSafe is actually stronger on this. Mm. And it looks hella nice with the
when your Apple phone wallet gets warm when you're using it, say if you're gaming or something on it, does the heat dissipate well with the leather case?
Oh yeah. Yeah. This one's okay. Fine. I haven't had any issues with it. It's gotten hot once, I think, out of all the times that I've gotten it. I've been using my MagSafe battery too, but just because my battery's been like shit. I need to take it in and get it replaced.
I've just found using the non-Apple ones, when my battery does get hot when I'm gaming.
Yeah, like the Apple gaming, non-Apple
it doesn't ones, dissipate ones, well very well.
If you get a cheap one, like I have the clear Spigen one, and it sucks. Like it totally sucks for heat transfer. Like it's very strong, feels good in the hand, everything, but it just gets way too hot sometimes. So
I loved the Phone Rebel one, but it held heat way too much. I think that's actually what killed my battery life so fast on my 12 Pro Max was the Phone Rebel case.
Yeah.
So when you guys have the batteries attached for charging, do you notice like a lot of ambient heat that gets trapped by like the case and then the phone or anything?
No, not with the Apple one at all. I don't know about the I don't know about the Anker one, but the Apple one, I don't feel it at all. So
whether you're fast charging wired or wireless charging with MagSafe, I don't feel my phone overheating at all when charging. Like if I take my phone off of MagSafe charging or off of the wire charging, my phone does not feel any warmer than it does right now.
Even when you're like gaming and charging, do you feel any
capacity, or is it just so from, like, the hottest I've ever had my phone was when I was playing Genshin Impact when I was trying it out. And obviously that's a very resource heavy game to begin with. Yeah. My phone does get very warm with it. Obviously if I'm charging it and I'm playing Genshin, that's probably a bad idea because it's already so heavy on the resources that my phone heats up that I don't think I would want to charge it while playing. So unless I was doing light gaming, I probably wouldn't be charging my phone.
Okay. I guess I was just curious to see what your guys's charge and play experiences, since Apple controls like the end-to-end charging experience with everything that they have. I don't know that like Samsung or most of the Google phones do that.
I saw a tweet from somebody with the new Samsung phone, and it said the phone was charged to whatever percentage, and it literally said at the bottom, you know, where it says like charging rapidly or charging blah 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 so many hours until it's finished, it said charging pause will resume and be full by 5:30 a.m. or whatever time the guy had his alarm set for. And I thought that was really cool that the software literally paused the battery charging, not put it down to a trickle like most manufacturers do, but just paused the charging.
Yeah. Because they're getting way more attentive to long-term battery life. It's like, we'll pause it at 80%, and then they know about the time with machine learning when you're going to pick up your phone and start to use it. So they'll start charging it a little bit before then to get it either up to 100% or close, and then you just pick it up off your charger and leave, and it's all like automated. Really, really smart tech.
Yeah, the Pixel just goes off of your alarm. If you have an alarm set in the morning, it'll just say, we'll be 100% by whatever time your alarm set.
Oh, I did not know that. That's cool.
That was a nice feature I really liked my time on the Pixel, was it would adjust base the charging speed based on when I was going to be waking up.
I don't know what my iPhone optimizes for. I know that it's learned my charging habits by now, but I mean, my battery health is still at 100%. I have zero issues with my battery on my phone, on my iPhone.
I went all USB-C, by the way, guys. I'm working on a new video, but I got these Anker.
How long are those cables?
They look
These are 6 feet long. So, So these, I got four of them. So these ones are 60 watt ones, and then these are 100 watt ones. So I can use them for whatever. But I am getting rid of everything that I can. I've sorted out all my USB A bricks, and I'm about to get rid of them. I've ordered a bunch of Anchor USB-C bricks. The 20 watts I'm mostly gone with, but I'm going to order a couple of 60 watt ones, and then I think I'm going to order a 100 watt one, and then I am ditching USB-A. It should have been done dead long ago. But
I still try to put it on the wrong way. You always have to fail the first time, and then fail the second time, realize you had it right the first time all along.
Yeah, and USB-C, you don't have to worry about it. But I was like, I'm just getting rid of everything that I can. One thing I need to get, I'm going to get rid of them all. Do you want my USB-A cables?
You're just going to toss them or like donate them? How do you get rid of them?
I'll probably donate them to Goodwill. Something like that.
But just throw them away.
I mean, I
you are the problem that Apple is trying to fix.
You know how many monitors I get and have HDMI cables? I just throw those in the garbage.
I'm not at that point where I can throw HDMI cables away. They're still too useful.
Even though I sent my manager an email today asking if we could order some HDMI cables because we're all out.
See?
He's like, what happened to those 57 you're supposed to have?
My manager was in town last week, and he's like, he hates collecting things or holding on to items. So he's like, just throw it away. If you need a new one, just email me and I'll order one for you right away.
Oh my gosh.
Because so, like, that's cool. Not, that's polluting our environment.
First world problems.
Yeah. When Amazon makes it too easy to order something immediately and have it just at your doorstep.
I'm curious.
I'll get to that later. But yeah, Matt, you were talking about, consolidating to USB-C, and how's that still going?
Well, it's good. Like, I just I'm got rid of most of my stuff. Like, everything in my office is basically USB-C. There's one thing in the bedroom, my Apple Watch charger, because I have one of the Apple dock ones where you dock it to it, so it's lightning to USB-A. I just need to convert that over, but I have to order another charging brick for that. And then I think that'll be it. Like, but I've got all my cords collected, and I'm going to do a farewell video to USB-A.
Are you going to have a USB-C?
Hello, video? USB-C.
Yeah. It's the future. You don't even have to worry about what you need to plug in anymore. It's all the same.
Are you going
to
put your USB-A's on the Roomba and have it go into the elevator?
Yeah, I could. Yeah. I mean, the Roomba's back. Like, I don't know. He's still getting, like, Jeffrey is just fucking stupid. Sorry, but he is. Like, he doesn't get it. Like, he doesn't know. He doesn't. Like, he always gets stuck on my goddamn desk. Like, I yell at him. I'm like, dude, you got stuck there last time. Why are you still getting fucking... Why do you keep trying to climb all over my desk? Because he tries to go up on the over thing, and then he gets stuck, and then he can't get out. He gets stuck underneath my wife's desk, and then... I don't know. He's... I did move him to the living room. He was in the entryway. Now he's in the living room, and that does work out a little better because he tends to get done quicker and stuff. So, but yeah, he's pretty stupid. So, but we're kind of stuck with him right now.
Jeffrey, has anybody watched the new Bel Air show that's based off of
Fresh Prince of Bel-Air? Nope. Why did you have to bring that up?
So Matt's obviously against it. I got curious and I watched the first episode last night. And it was, there were some parts of the show where I was like, that's really corny. And there are parts of the show where I'm like, okay, this is interesting. It's definitely a very interesting take on the premise of The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. Obviously, for those of you who don't know, it's not a comedy show. It's a drama based off of the same premise of The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air that Will Smith starred in the 90s. And like I said, I've only watched the first episode. I think there's like three out now. It wasn't horrible. Like, I'm interested enough to watch the second episode. But there were a couple cringe moments where I'm like, that was just that you're just trying too hard right there. There was one line when he first gets to Bel Air and his Aunt Viv is like, are you okay? And he's like, Aunt Viv, you know, I got one little fight and my mom got scared. And I'm just like, I was like, come on.
I do have to say, so over the weekend, my wife and I went to IHOP and we had been talking about getting a new TV. We'd been talking. Our TV's getting slow. It's just slow to turn on.
I like where this sometimes story is going. Pancakes sometimes and TVs. Sometimes
you turn it on. Turn it on and the thing goes crazy. You just turn it right back off and turn back on.
You should have bought a Samsung.
So, no. Fuck yeah. So, anyways. So, my wife and I are there. We were talking about it last night before we went to bed, and I was just looking at Best Buy just to see what they had. They had some good deals for about $700 for an LG 65-inch, I think it was. And I was like, well, that's kind of a good price. And then my wife is like, well, should we go look at TVs and just see what's out there? And I'm like, well, we can, sure. And then we suggested that we go to Costco first because, you know, like, Costco is the best place.
They've got good deals for TVs. It's good deals. One of the best place. Yeah.
Yeah. And so anyways, so we went to Costco and there was a LG OLED 65-inch TV on sale for $529. And I was like, and then you could get the newer model, which had a faster processor and a higher refresh rate. I think it had 120 hertz. The other one had 90 hertz, maybe. But anyways, had a higher processor, higher refresh rate, and it was $699 or $649 or something like that. And I'm like, well, that's even a good deal too. I'm like, both of them work with Apple TV Plus, so we wouldn't even need our Apple TV. We have it, but. I was like, I don't know. And then we were talking about it. And then we were like, okay, well, let's do it. And then we were thinking, no, we didn't go to video.
Sorry.
I know. But anyways, so we were like, okay, we're going to do it. And then we're like, is it going to fit in the car? So because the people who don't know, me and my wife have a Mini Cooper. It's the Countryman, which is the bigger model. But I'm like, I don't know if this 65-inch TV is going to fit in our car. And so I was like, let's just go rent a U-Haul. Costco is like a few miles from my house. Like, I mean, not even. So I'm like, okay, so the U-Haul is like right next to Costco in Kirkland. So we drove down to the U-Haul and walk up and ask if they had anything. They didn't have anything till 4. And I'm like, well, that's too late. I don't really want to wait that long. And he's like, we're starting to walk out. He goes, well, I have a pickup truck that you can take now if you can get it back by 12:20, because that's when it goes out next. And I was like, oh, yeah, we just live right down the street. That's no problem. So they worked with us. They got us the truck. We got in it. It was $30 to rent the truck with the mileage. It was $19.99 for the truck and then the miles. And I did put in like a gallon of gas, so maybe $35. But anyway, so we got the truck, got it in there, got it home, dropped it off, went back, took the truck back, then came back, put up the TV. It looks phenomenal. Like I am so impressed that it is an amazing screen. We watched it. We lowered the TV too. You guys have been over and the TV used to be really high, you know? And there was a big gap, you know, because we estimated too high and put it up. So we patched the top holes in the wall and we lowered the TV. So now it's at eye length level when you sit on the couch. So nice.
How old was your old TV? Like, how long did you have it? I'm just curious.
3 years. And so, I sold it for $100.
So the TV that I
so the TV have... was the TV the TV so the TV was like $600 with tax and the U-Haul, and so it was $500 after we sold the other TV.
it's not bad. The TV that I currently have, I bought back, and I kid you not, in 2011 with my tax return. It was the first generation LED 120 hertz that Samsung made.
Oh, wow.
And it still runs fantastically. They're 1080p, 120 hertz. There's no reason for me to feel that I need to upgrade. I mean, granted, it's not a smart TV, but I got consoles and an Apple TV that can do all of that stuff. Mm-hmm. That's what I'm saying. Should have bought a Samsung. Like, here we are going on year 12.
So, no, I mean, I have a Samsung up here. I have a Samsung up here. I won't buy anything other than LG now. Like, I won't.
I'm not going to buy LG back anymore.
Oh, my God. No, I love LG. The LGs that I've had have lasted forever. They sound amazing. They sound phenomenal. I've never had a bad thing to say about LG. And not because, you know, they might be sending me some goodies. But, like, honest to God, like, I will never buy another TV other than a LG. But both of my computer monitors are LG. Every TV in the house, except for this one up here, is a Samsung. But it's broken, by the way.
Just out of curiosity. Out of everybody here that has worked in a retail electronics atmosphere, if somebody came in and said, what is the best TV you guys carry? What are you going to say 9 times out of 10?
It's probably going to be a Samsung.
Tim, what are you going to say 9 times out of 10?
Are we talking today or back when we worked in these stores?
Well, I mean, even what they carry now is not too different from what they carried back then.
True. I always told people to get Vizio because
that's what we had in the living room.
I don't know what our what kind of Samsung TVs this retailer you're talking about used to buy, but they were the absolute crappiest TVs I have ever seen.
They're like probably about, I want to say, about 2015-ish, they started getting the lower end Samsungs and not the higher end Samsungs. So that is definitely true. But for the longest time, like, they were buying like the top of the line and selling the top of the line Samsung televisions.
We had a Samsung TV that you turn off and it does that cool like pew animation where the screen like closes.
Oh,
but
no, don't do
you
it.
You remember this?
Yeah, I do.
It froze. It stopped every time and it would sit at this line. It would be this stupid ass line going across the screen. You have to unplug the TV.
To be fair, at Samsung's high end, I would say I would recommend them. But you reminded me that Vizio exists, and they're probably my favorite like mid-range TV. Maybe depending on what the LG is, I'd recommend that. I just have had bad experiences with mine. I've had other people with bad experiences with them. And I've just grown to dislike the operating system that's built into it. So from like a usability standpoint, LG is fine. I just don't prefer it. I think I'd like to go with something else.
So I will say the new LG, the new operating system on the LG is really nice. Like,
aren't they running
WebOS? I don't use it.
Yeah, WebOS still?
They are winning WebOS still, but it's like a completely nice interface. It is totally different than my other TVs because this one runs WebOS too, and this one is totally different. It's faster. It's more responsive too. It doesn't lag. This one like lags like crazy. So I get your frustration with WebOS, but that's just the operating system, I think. So
we have a Vizio TV in our living room that we got when we got married as a wedding gift from we bought it from Target. I'll never forget when we went in. I went online to look up like a good, I didn't want to spend a lot of money on a TV. So I looked around and found Target had a 50-inch 4K HDR smart TV. With the smart TV had Chromecast built into it, and it was $300. And I was like, this is a pretty good price for that kind of a TV. And so we went to Target, and because we got married, we registered all of our gifts through Target. We had about, I think it was $350 worth of Target gift cards. So we went in and went to the back and got the TV and a copy of Bohemian Rhapsody and Blu-ray. And we were at checkout and just the teenagers that were working were like blown away that we were paying for this TV with nothing but gift cards. We didn't pay a single dime. It was just all gift cards. And they were like, whoa, this is the coolest thing ever. And we're like, kids, we'll get married.
You'll make it rain gift cards.
So, but we have that TV and it actually works extremely well. And it looks great on using the Xbox on. I'm sure it would look awesome on an OLED, but
like I said, we had a Vizio, and I wouldn't say super bad things about it. We had a Vizio before, my wife had one before we met, and that moved in my office. The only downfall to it is it slowly, like, it burned into a screen, and the part of the screen started to run out, and then, like, not even like a day later, like, it was dead. I mean, it was dead. And then the last one was just, it was really slow. And like I said, it was really slow to come on sometimes. And then kind of everything went over the screen every once in a while when you turned it on. But if you turned it off, it went back off. So we were trying to be proactive about, you know, getting something new. So,
the Vizio software built in sucks. Like, it's absolutely terrible.
It's horrible. Yeah, I don't recommend it at all.
We used it for a while, and it was awful.
Yeah. So Matt, you were talking about WebOS, and so I don't think I have it on this one. This one I don't think has it, but the one in that bedroom has a remote control, and it's like a mouse. It's like a freaking cursor. I love the mouse. That.
You like, hate that oh, mouse? No, I hate the mouse that. Is amazing. I hate
that. It's Have the you never one used the Wii? Race of that it's operator. Like the Wii.
I don't. Okay, so here's the thing. We don't use it, okay? But every once in a while, when I opened up my drawer, the mouse will come on. And it will like go all over the screen. And I'll have to dig out the remote out of the drawer to find it. The few times that I open up the drawer to my nightstand,
that you know, sounds like a pain.
And I'll have to dig through there. And like I said, we don't use it. Maybe what if I used it more, I would like it more. We use Apple TVs. Everything in our
Okay, yeah. So if you're a person, so the Apple TV turns on our of some kind.
Yeah, the Apple TV turns on our TV, turns off our TV. Everything is done through that. We don't use we can watch over the air channels through it and everything and stuff like that. So, so I have to give you an update. I didn't do this the last couple of weeks. I talked to Roy about this, but so I did the T-Mobile 5G home internet.
Right. You're going to do it side by side with your Comcast, see how it's going.
I didn't do it side by side because it's not a fair comparison. I knew it wasn't going to be as fast as my gig internet, at home, but I was fine with that. And I was fine with that. It was good. I was getting about 300 something, Roy, I think it was, for a download speed.
Which is respectable for 5G.
40 for an upload speed. And they said it'll only get faster as they continue to upgrade it. It was on regular 5G. It wasn't on ultra band. I was like, this is perfect. So I tested it out, everything. I left the Comcast connected and everything and stuff like that. And then I was like, okay, well, I think I've tested it. I've done all the good tests. I said it, told my wife we're ready to go. So tomorrow I'll change the name of the old Comcast one and I'll change the name of the new T-Mobile one to be our current network name. So I did that. And I started connecting everything, and everything was going good. I sat down to watch a little TV. I turned on the TV, turned on my Hulu. My Hulu doesn't work. So I have Hulu with live TV, which is basically so you can watch live TV and stuff like that. And we don't really watch live TV. We just record stuff off the live TV so that we get the channels and get the DVR features. But I'm like, it's saying that it can't detect my location and wants, it says I moved and I can upgrade my location. So I'm like, okay. So I said, detect my new location. And then it gives me an error and errors out. And I'm like, well, this is weird. So I tried to go to do it in the living room on the same thing. Wouldn't work. I'm like, what the hell is going on here? Like, this is weird. And then it says I can watch regular Hulu, but I can't watch anything with the live TV or anything that's on the recorded DVR. And I'm like, well, this is weird. So I went on the internet and I searched Hulu TV with Comcast or with a T-Mobile high-speed internet, home internet. And I'm like, and somebody posted on a thread about there 6 months ago that it won't work with the high-speed internet. And I'm like, what the hell? And so there was a statement there from T-Mobile, and T-Mobile said, yes, we are working. We are aware of the issue with the Hulu, and we are working with them to resolve it so that you can use it with it. That was six, seven months ago.
Mm-hmm.
And it still hasn't been fixed. So I called and I said, am I reading this right? That this doesn't work with Hulu?
Like one of the top three major streaming services
doesn't work and with? And she goes, yeah, it doesn't work with the live TV, but it works with Hulu. Mm-hmm. I'm like, so like, did you not think you should tell me about that when I signed up for it? Do you have Hulu live TV? Because I went through all this thing. I paid for the shipping.
Did they have it in the fine print or anywhere?
I didn't see it anywhere in there. Because I actually looked through the fine print. And I didn't see it anywhere in there. And I was like, well, this is kind of shitty that they... So I call up and I said, hey, I paid for the extra shipping to have it overnighted. Nobody ever mentioned that it didn't work on there. So she was nice and gave me a $50 credit, you know, and stuff to pay for the service that I had for... like less than 24 hours before I canceled it, and she canceled me out. And then she was like, okay, well, we'll need you to return the device. You'll just return it from where you got it from. And I said, well, I got it from you guys over the mail. And she goes, oh, okay, then I'll send you a shipping label. Tried sending me a shipping label like five times. I was literally on the phone for like 10, 15, 20 minutes, just sitting here trying to get her to send me a shipping label, and it wouldn't go through. And then she said, well, the system must be down, so it'll probably happen in the next couple of days. And I said, okay. So she said she'll call me back on Friday. And then I never got a phone call back from her on Friday. So I went into the store Sunday. So me and my wife had to go down and do some returns. And I said, I'll just take it into the store and drop it off. So I took it into the T-Mobile store, said I got a home internet to return, looked up my account. Can't return it. Doesn't let them return it. So gets on the phone, calls somebody, and spends about, you know, another 10, 15 minutes on there. And then they finally send him a shipping label. And then they were nice. The guy at T-Mobile was awfully nice, packed everything up in a box for me, put packing thing on it. Tape the thing on it. All I really had to do was drop it off at the UPS. But it was a pain in the butt that if they had just told me that it didn't work with Hulu Live TV, I would have said no. Sorry.
How does that work?
Because it's a mobile. So I think what happens is I think that Hulu has something so that you can't use it in multiple locations. So it has to be registered to your home address, because they obviously don't want you sharing your Hulu account with somebody else.
Got it. Similar to, I guess, so Locast, how you can't. You have to
probably.
Set.
Yeah. So you have to set it for your location or something like that. So that is my guess. And obviously for people who, they don't want people, you know, driving around. Like I could use it on my iPad. It actually worked on my iPad with the T-Mobile home internet. Mm-hmm. It just wouldn't work on any of my smart TVs, my Apple TVs, but, yeah. So it was just, I was just like, this is ridiculous. Like it's been 6 months and you guys still haven't figured out how to get this to work with Hulu. That was so annoying to me. Like that the fact that they knew it didn't work and they don't like, that should be something they ask you or put on there. Do you have Hulu Live TV? Yes. Then it doesn't work with it.
They should make it like a list of services that do not work or are currently in testing.
Well, because I even had to call up and order it, because every time I tried to order it online, it showed my address to my apartment, but it didn't have the apartment number on there. And I'm like, and it wouldn't let you change it because it's connected to your E911 address. Obviously, because again, they don't want you taking this and driving it around to different locations so that you can have high speed internet, you know, because I could just see somebody in like a mobile van or living in a bus, you know, driving around having this T-Mobile high speed internet plugged in there.
Yeah, way more effective than a hotspot.
If you live in a van, if you're like a van life, I feel like this would be a perfect product for you.
But you can't use it in your van life because it has to be connected to your E911 address. So,
like,
yeah. It's so that they don't get it so that it doesn't replace your T-Mobile hotspot, which you know doesn't have unlimited internet. So anyways, so anyways, the saga finally ended though. Today I finally went to the UPS store and dropped off the home internet. So it's on its way back and I'm back to Comcast.
RIP T-Mobile internet. Hulu live TV killed the T-Mobile internet. I did not see that coming.
I was hoping you were going to have something positive to say about this because I'm like,
I had everything positive to say about it. I got it set up. I tested it. I did speed test all throughout the day. I played on it for a little while. I did, you know, I did some heavy stuff, you know, and stuff like that, watching videos and stuff like that on my laptop, you know, and stuff like that. I have nothing but good things to say, except for the fact that it doesn't work with Hulu Live TV. Like, and I'm not going to cancel my Hulu Live TV because I have it we have it bundled with our, so we get Disney Plus.
What the hell?
We have, sorry, the neighbors upstairs just like pounded on the floor. So we have Hulu Live TV. We get, we also get Disney Plus with that. And it comes with ESPN, but we don't use ESPN. So,
you could be watching Thursday Night Football.
No, sorry.
No, isn't that on Amazon now?
Did they move it to Amazon? Maybe I'm thinking of, there's one of the night footballs is on ESPN.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have no idea. I wouldn't be watching ESPN and I wouldn't be watching Hulu Live TV because I don't watch TV. So it's, do you watch
well,
that?
So we have, TV where like, we do have some regular channels. So we watch, we watch FBI, we watch Law and Order. Law and Order.
Can't you get those off of just regular Hulu though?
No.
Yes. Yes.
No, you have to be subscribed to the live TV. You don't get all of them. So
I get Law and Order on my Hulu, and I'm
you can
not
get Law and Order. You can get Law and Order on there.
What channel is FBI on?
CBS.
Okay, yeah, CBS. But
you
is
can't
not
get
on
it on. Yeah, you can't get it on there. So,
but it's on Paramount Plus.
Mm-hmm. It is on Paramount Plus,
which you subscribe to, don't you?
We do. Oh my goodness!
But we pay.
What is going on here?
The other thing too is like my wife likes to watch Catfish. So we watch Catfish on MTV. We can't get that.
Isn't that
there.
Also on Paramount Plus? Because Paramount owns MTV.
Nope.
It's not on
Paramount Plus. The older ones are, but the newer ones are not on there.
I'm trying to save you some money here, Matt.
Trust me, I would love to save some money. But
Tim's looking it up too.
Trust me, I looked and the newer ones weren't on there.
It sounds like you jettisoned T-Mobile internet. A little bit too early, Matt.
Is it Catfish Trolls?
No. It's Catfish, the TV show.
There's multiple.
Okay.
Okay, you know what? He is correct on that.
That was fact checked. He is correct.
Okay. So
it's been known to happen from time to time.
Yeah. So and we do have what is it? Peacock, because we get Peacock through Comcast.
Yeah,
The ad version. Yep. So, yep. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So because my dad subscribes to Comcast cable, and
he gets
back when I lived with
them,
he gave me a Comcast email address, and I can still use it to log in. So I logged it into Peacock, so I get Peacock premium for free.
Nice.
It's pretty awesome.
So. Yeah, so we get the free version of Peacock, but the ads are annoying on there. Like, it's the same goddamn ads every time. Like, we get jewelry ads, we get all these ads that are irrelevant, and it's like the same ad that we saw just 10 minutes ago. Isn't that what
people hate about Hulu? That it's like the same ad over and over again?
Well, that's why you pay for the premium.
Yeah.
That's why you pay for the premium, yeah.
There you go.
If you hate
I remember when Hulu had one ad per video, like back in the mid-aughts. Yeah. One ad, and then they increased it to two, and it's like, that's not too bad. And then they increased it to two, like twice a video, and I'm like, no, this is too much. I'm paying
almost unusable.
As long as we're ripping on companies, let's rip on Comcast some more. So February, we're still in February, right? Yeah, today's the last day of the month. Okay, so it's a shorter fucking month.
And you're over your data.
Yeah, guess who went over his fucking internet?
How did you manage that?
I went over my fucking data cap again.
If only there was an internet service that you might have to make sacrifices for in order to not go over data caps.
Let me see where I am on my data cap. Hold on 1 second. Let me check.
My wife.
Oh, that's right. I don't have data caps.
Yeah, shut up. So my wife and I were. It was like last week. She got a message on her phone that said we went over the data cap, and I said, yeah, I already know. I got the text notification. I got the push notification too, and I was like, fucking A. It's already fucking one day a month, a shorter month, and we've still fucking went over. I don't even know where we're at now. That was like last week.
How much do you have to purchase when you go over your data cap?
So we're already at $80 additional.
Holy crap.
So we get what is it? 12. Yeah. 1,229 gigs. And we're at 1,616 gigabytes. So what I think we're going to have to do is pay the extra $30, because if you pay an extra $30, you get the no cap.
Mm-hmm.
Spend 30 to save 50 in this case.
Yeah. So I think we're just going to have to do that. Cause now it's like $180.
When I got my Xbox, I of course wanted to download all these games and everything. So I did that, and we hit our data cap like almost immediately. Like, it was, I think, like maybe 5 days after plugging it in, we hit our data cap. And then I'm like, we're gonna have to go over. We ended up paying, I think, like an extra $80 that month.
Is this what data caps is like, guys?
We've never hit our data cap before, except for 1 month during COVID, which I call bull crap on, because I know for a fact we did not hit our data cap. It was because like 1 month we used 200 gigs, next month 300 gigs, next month 1500 gigs, the next month 200 gigs. We obviously did not hit our data cap.
Yeah. $10. It's $10 for an additional block of 50 gigabytes.
Yeah.
And
that's like nothing.
But then they say that like you'll only get charged up to a certain amount, but then they also tack on other fees and other crap on.
And the night's not even over with. I'm still podcasting tonight on the internet.
Like, should have done it on cellular.
The only time I've ever hit a data cap ever was when I first moved into this house. I had Comcast. And I had called ahead and I'm like, hey, I'm moving on such and such a day. And they're like, cool, you'll be set up when you get there. Just plug your stuff in and you're good to go. So I get here, day of, plug my stuff in, doesn't work. Call Comcast up. I'm like, hey, my stuff doesn't work. They're like, okay, well, we're going to have to send a technician out. They'll be there sometime at the end of the week. Later that day, one of my friends that lives like a block down the road that I've known for years, he was walking by and he saw me, you know, unpacking. And I was hanging my television at the time. And I was talking about my Comcast. He's like, whoa, 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 you got Comcast? And I'm like, yeah. He's like, we got Fios here. And I'm like, oh, hell yeah. So I called Comcast up and I said, never mind, don't send the tech. I'm just canceling my service. Like, I was already past my contract anyway. It didn't cost me any cancellation fees. And I got a hold of Fios and they're like, yeah, sure, we can hook you up. Let's see when we can get a tech out there. End of the month, it was beginning of January. I'm like, oh, bye, Matt. Comcast issues. Gone. Oh, I was like, okay, that kind of sucks, but it's worth it to get the Fios, right? Because I'm going to get better speeds up and down and more consistency and whatnot. So I literally just hotspotted from my phone the entire month. And like a week short of the month, I finally like capped out on my high speed hotspot data, and it kicked it down to like, what was it, 2G speeds at the time or something like that. It sucked so bad. Like, you couldn't do anything.
Text on a web page is all you get. It's awful.
When me and Zoe were first got married, we didn't have Comcast or anything like that yet, but my dad has a Comcast business account, and because of that he gets free, what's it called, the Comcast service where they put a VLAN on every router, and then you can if you're a Comcast subscriber, it's their mobile service, Xfinity Mobile, I think, and you get that for free on a business account. So he gave me his login credentials, and at our old apartment, it was only Comcast, so all we had to do was connect to the neighbor's router, log in with our my dad's Comcast business email address, and then we had actually pretty good internet speeds. I think we got like 70 or 80 down on his speeds, and it was great because we were able to use it to watch shows and everything. It wasn't until we wanted to use we got a smart TV when we wanted to actually use the smart TV itself, and hooking up a smart TV to a phone hotspot does not really work well. So
you were using an Xfinity Mobile hotspot to connect stuff, not like your neighbor's, or did you say your neighbor's router with like the Xfinity broadcast?
So what I was doing was I had, so my laptop, I was able to connect to the neighbor's router and that was logged in to the Xfinity or account. And then what I started doing to try and get the smart TV to work on it was I would connect my phone to the Xfinity Wi-Fi, and then I would turn on a hotspot and it would broadcast that Xfinity Wi-Fi, and then I would connect.
Jesus Christ. Any,
it was a mess, but it was anything I could do to avoid. And then I think finally, after I officially moved in, I think 1 month, I was like, we got to get our own router and our own internet, because it got to a point where it was just getting really stupid. I just tried to avoid it for the longest time I could, and we had to actually get our own account. But signing up was the one thing I really liked about Comcast, is signing up, especially in an apartment building that is Comcast ready, it's just plug into the wall and then it works.
Mm-hmm.
That was great. I am working on switching over to Ziply Fiber, but in order to do that, I have to have a tech come out to take a look at it. And that's a hassle.
I mean, there's two things there. One, like, the only good thing that I'll say about Comcast is that like the Xfinity Wi-Fi router sharing platform that they have, I've used it a couple times at like restaurants and cafes and stuff, and it actually works pretty well. And just having like a $50 Comcast plan gets me access to Wi-Fi, whether you're out and about at some like store or something, or like in your case, Tim, you have like a neighbor that has an Xfinity router and is just broadcasting it. So super, super handy. Also, I thought you hated Ziply Fiber. I thought you basically...
He did.
I do, but you know what?
He's making a great, great decision here.
Okay, lots of great decisions from Tim.
I've been,
iPhones, Ziply.
Great quotation. Great. it's the Ziply Fiber. The techs keep coming by and harassing us about it. And...
So peer pressure, that's what Tim gives into.
I don't know what to say about
this. Fair enough.
I don't have anything good to say.
No, we all know Comcast is basically evil. I hope. Can someone buy them already? Is that something that some company can do, like Microsoft's Amazon?
Microsoft's working on it. Microsoft's working on buying them.
Please.
You can't buy Comcast. Nobody can afford. I mean, Comcast owns NBC. Like
NBC is now on Game Pass.
Oh my god. Game Pass is just a gaming and a content streaming service. It just competes with like YouTube and Netflix and on and PlayStation.
It's MS Peacock. It's MS soon, Peacock.
Exactly. Soon you'll be able to get internet directly from Game Pass. You just sign up and you just got suddenly have internet now.
They'll start selling their own proprietary hardware with built-in Microsoft Comcast SIM cards. We'll get like the Zune back for some reason. They'll make some like mobile phone.
Can you imagine the emotional announcement that will take place when they announce this big deal?
I look forward to it 100%. Like
okay, we've so brought we should together. Say, we should put down a disclaimer that this is not really happening right now.
This is not the news part of.
Have you seen how much money Microsoft is throwing at things? Matt, yeah, come on.
No, I do.
Come on.
But
yeah. No, I don't see Microsoft. They have no reason to buy an internet company. They have absolutely no reason to buy one. But it would be nice if them or Amazon or something just to harvest more data from us to give us faster access.
So they will cap me. I'm just reading through this. You will be continue to surf and stream, but be aware that you will be charged $10 plus tax for each $50 or 50 gigabytes of data that you use, up to a maximum of $100. So far you'll use 50 or keep track of your data usage at ucmeter.com. So the maximum they'll charge me for overages is $100.
Jesus Christ. And you're almost there. You're at like 80, you said?
I know. I might as well just keep going. I should just like turn all the TVs on tonight and just keep them streaming so that I hit that $100 cap mark.
Get a party hat and like
everybody like bring poppers. Your computers over to my place tonight. We're having a LAN party.
We'll tweet
sponsored
it.
By we'll hashtag Comcast hit the sucks. Cap.
As soon as you hit your data cap. Okay, I hit it. Get out of my house. I hit it.
Yeah, everybody Whoa. Out. Everybody out. Oh my god. It's so fucking stupid. I can't even get into the fucking website. Like it just keeps
the website's so pretty stupid. Bad.
Yeah. It's unfortunate that Comcast is the most evil and visible monopoly, yet nothing can really be done about it because it's still technically legal. But whatever.
It is the worst thing ever.
It is what it is.
It's like
eventually
Comcast is the devil.
And like T-Mobile is trying to make inroads on them and probably Verizon. Eventually mobile internet will be the way and these companies have a head start.
So I looked up Verizon
into mobile. Yeah.
I looked up Verizon after I returned T-Mobile to see if I could do the Verizon home internet, but they don't have it available yet. However, Elon Musk's version is there, but I would have to subscribe and wait, you know, and put down
for Starlink.
The Starlink.
The $300 deposit or whatnot, you know.
And that's an elaborate process. Like you have to set up a satellite and triangulate.
Yeah, and then you like I don't know. I don't know how I'd get the satellite.
You don't even have a balcony to do. Yeah.
I know. I just have to open the window and stick it out the window. Maybe there's
drill it into the side of the building.
Maybe there's a suction cup mount that I can cup it to the window. Yeah. No, I was just trying to see if because there I know there's a $30. You can do $30 and then you can get an upgrade to the no data cap, but yeah. So Anyways, oh yeah, and if you also if you use their modem and their router, and if you pay the $30 a month to them, then you get that as well. So, yeah. So if I pay $30 and get, if you get their own router and modem, you don't have that data cap. If you use your own modem and your own thing, then you have the data cap, apparently.
Oh, so you have, so $30 plus their proprietary hardware.
No. So if you have their hardware and their modem, then you won't be faced with the data cap, apparently.
Oh.
Yes. It's included. And then you also have to,
the data cap is only if you own your own equipment.
God,
you also have to allow people to connect to your network using, which I never liked that because it's like taking some of your internet.
You can turn that off. You can turn that off.
Can you?
In the setting. Yep. In the settings, you can turn that off. Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Well, I'm sure that they make it impossible. So you get all these people who don't know anything about their router and then they're handing off internet to other.
However, I'm looking at.
Do they even know it's there?
I can get.
Probably not.
Yeah,
I'm sketched out by that security wise. It's just a little sketchy to me. I know it's safe, but I don't care.
Safe in the context of Comcast, maybe.
I know. It's safe for them.
Because aren't the Echoes, like Amazon Echoes, trying to do the same thing where they create like a little mini mesh Wi-Fi network everywhere?
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. That's what everyone, when that was happening, I think everyone was like freaking out and I think I was on TikTok. A bunch of the IT, because of course I'm in the IT side of TikTok. Everyone's like, "Here's how to disable it. Do it," because it's like not good.
No.
But
Matt, you were looking into something.
So I'm looking at their. You go online, you can change your plan and whatnot. So I'm getting the 1200 megabyte download. And I'm paying $100 a month, and there's an option on here to get it for $70 a month.
When was the last time you renewed your plan?
I don't know. It was when we moved over here. So
okay.
There is a year agreement, but like I guess I'm pretty fucked as it is right now. Like, I can't get any worse. Like, I might as well take the $70, and then with the equipment charges, I could be at $100 is what I'm paying now. God.
Why don't you just cancel Hulu TV and go to YouTube TV?
We already discussed that.
I know, but at this point,
I don't get Disney Plus. Disney Plus is free with my thing, so then I have to pay for Disney Plus too.
Why don't you do antenna?
Disney Plus.
But use an antenna for your TV.
I can't get a... Okay, we do have an antenna, but it sucks ass. Like, I mean, literally we're watching a TV show, and the TV show starts changing colors.
Oh, no.
In a digital format, you know?
You know,
it's not like the old static bars you get anymore.
Yeah.
Like it, and sometimes it'll just randomly stop. You know?
What we've been doing ever since Locast got disconnected and killed off. So one of the things that we always watch is it's Fox 13 News. That's what we watch in the morning typically. It's a great station if you're in the Seattle area.
No, it's not.
But it's great. But we typically watch it. And
what do you have against... Fox 13, why? I hate this, not Q13.
It's owned by Fox now. Did you guys not know that?
But they're...
Have you seen how everybody has left? Like, they have so many changeover in staff. Travis Mayfield left.
Yeah, true.
Brandy Cruz left. It's a horrible place to work now.
TV is dying anyway.
Brandy Cruz left because they canceled her show. And she went and she did she has a YouTube channel. Undivided. Now.
Is it? Is
Undivided,
I
think it's, yeah.
I want,
yeah, because it used to be called The Divide. Today.
Yep.
Yeah. I'm a Patreon subscriber, so.
Nice.
But so anyway, watch the news in the morning and we watch it directly on Fox 13's website normally. Their ads that they play are like, if you think Hulu ads are bad. Like, their direct ads on their website are really bad. Like, Bainbridge Holidays on Bainbridge Island played like 3 times in a row.
Oh yeah, 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 yeah. It played. Yeah. That's because they only do the same amount of ads.
Yeah,
like, per thing. So I have to say, okay. So I'm looking into this. This actually looks like a hell of a deal. So, download speeds up to 1200. Okay, and then there's you can get the Flexbox. I already have the Flexbox, but I don't use it.
The hell is a Flexbox?
It's like a streaming box, like, so that you can stream like Peacock and Netflix and stuff like that off of it, you know.
Oh, in case you don't have a smart TV or something.
Yeah, yeah. So, okay. And it's free with that. They're cheap Android TVs. They're slow as hell and they fucking suck. Yeah. So, anyways, and then it comes with Peacock Premium, not the ad free, not the Plus, Peacock Plus, which is what Rory's dad has. But it does say, add Xfinity Complete X Gateway and includes unlimited data at $10 a month. So $80 and I get no data or no data caps.
But you probably only have access to 3 websites considering everything else doesn't work.
So the one problem that I have with Comcast internet though is it says speeds of up to what they say 1200, right? Mm-hmm. Up to 1200.
That's regularly what I get like on my
100 though. Regularly like
that's
100,
what no, though, no, that's what I get on my that's what I get when on my
I had Comcast. I paid for, I can't remember what I paid for, but I never ever ever
well because you're on ever, Wi-Fi because you're on Wi-Fi,
no, even but hardwired, like even hardwired. I oh, never
I hardwired, got I hardwired mine into my modem. And I was getting 900 to 1,000 on my download speed. Like I was so close.
I get down and up exactly what they promise.
Well, yeah. Comcast too is like notorious for congestion and like it's 5 o'clock. Everybody's getting home, starting to turn on Netflix or whatever. And then they throttle that because there's so much congestion. So they can do whatever they want with your internet speed.
Well, sure. That's what I'm just saying.
I don't they know. Say, yeah. Should I do this, guys?
Mm-hmm. You should so, definitely so do it.
It's $80 a month, and you're getting, or you're is TV included in that, or are you just getting the
no,
the
it's Peacock? just internet.
And you're paying $100 now. A month.
I'm paying $100 now.
That's
but before, I have to sign a year agreement
before the data cut caps, right?
Yeah.
Ooh, you're not going to move anywhere that's not well, locked into Comcast.
Here's what I say. When is your lease up? At your current place?
October.
Do it. I mean, a year, even if you move somewhere where you have another opportunity to get, like, say, Ziply, Fios, or something like that, October to the end of February is not that much time, granted. I mean, you're going to get a good 8-9 months out of this thing before you move anyway. You might as well just sign the year contract, get it for the 80, get the benefits of it, and then when you move, if there's another option in a year, so, change.
But here's the thing though,
I don't know why we're still talking about
I don't this. Know because I'm looking at this I don't know because I'm looking no I don't think it is because it says includes 1.2 terabytes per month now.
Are you going to use more than... Well, no, because terabyte is what your data cap... I'm sorry. I'm new to this whole data cap thing. I don't...
So I have an idea. I have a idea. All right. Hear me out. You talked about Starlink earlier. Okay. Now, you had all these problems that you couldn't get Starlink to work. I think I came up with a foolish plan. Foolproof. Thank you. Foolproof plan to get you the best data on Starlink. So here, okay. You live right across the street from, you live right across the street from parking garage, right?
Just run a huge land.
No. So not only that, you get a white van, a windowless light white van. You park it on the very top. You put the satellite on top of the van, and then you run the network cable all the way to your window. And then that's it. That's it. It's your
can we get like a little crossbow with a suction cup dart?
And then, and then when the security company comes around looking at all these cars there, and they see this car parked there for like a week and a half, and they tow my car, they're gonna tow my apartment with it too.
So hear me out. We go with Tim's idea, but instead of running like a giant network cable, we just find a way to set up some elaborate mesh network.
And then in the back seat, you hide a bunch of body bags, but you fill them up with potatoes. And if they get suspicious, they'll just think it's potatoes. Because who would leave some bodies in the back of a van in a parking lot?
No one. And then you hire a couple guys who dress in black suits. You pay them a little bit of money to kind of hang out around there every once in a while. And it looks totally legit.
Yeah. Foolproof.
Absolutely. You got this.
Okay, so I'm looking at this. It says add.
Well, no. So it said add unlimited data for $10 extra, right? So
no, but it says if I use my own modem, then I'm subject to the data caps. But if I use this and I add Xfinity Complete for $10 a month for 24 months, I get unlimited data, which is a $30 value. Bam. Okay,
But now you're locked in for 2 years.
1 year. 1 year.
No, it's set for 24 months. 24 months is 2 years. Fuck. You're locked in for 2 years. Now it's not looking so hot.
It's tough decisions because you'll definitely save the money in those 2 years, but you might move somewhere where you don't have to be subjected to Comcast. That's the gamble.
But I'll just change my plan. I'll just change my plan because I'm in an agreement now.
Okay. Like,
I'll just change my plan.
Yeah, if you can modify your plan but still remain with Comcast or something, then it could be worse.
I mean, here, worst comes to worst, let's face it. Yeah. Anywhere you go,
worst comes to worst, they're just going to jack up the price anyways, and then I'm going to be fucking like...
Well, yeah, because your price is only good for the first year of your contract. After, you know, a year, it's going to be
triple. They're going to jack it up anyways, and then I'm just going to be paying data caps anyways. Like, I mean, what the hell? Like, I might as well just fucking do it. Like, my life is over. Comcast owns my soul, owns my thing. Like, I'm just
a hashtag Comcast sucks. This is why we can't have monopolies, because you have to make choices between...
This Hulu, is just like
live TV and a giant megalomonopoly.
Is there no other live TV service that will work with like the T-Mobile hotspot that you could do? Well,
no, Google TV will work with it, but then I'm paying extra for the fucking I'm paying an extra $30 for the other streaming services.
How much extra are you paying for Hulu Live TV? Because Hulu Live TV, you don't have to have live TV in order to get the Disney.
Well, I know. Plus. Yeah. I don't need to. I think we're at like $70 a month or something. But if I did the when I looked at the YouTube and I looked at the Disney Plus, I was almost at $100 with that, which is like basically what I'm fucking like. That's what I'm making up with the T-Mobile internet. So I'm screwed.
But then you're.
I'm doing the Comcast. I'm doing the Comcast. I'm gonna go sell my wife on it in a minute.
I bet you Comcast is bankrolling a certain country out there that we don't like. It just that would totally be up Comcast alley. 100%. And you're supporting that. Just remember that.
Yeah. No. I'm gonna do it.
They're waiting for you to. They need more consistent money right now. They have to wait for game consoles to come out. They have to sit behind the computer screens waiting for people to download all the video games. Oh, something's happened.
Oh, Roy, you are wrong. It is $10 for 24 months, and then after that, it goes up to $25 for the gateway, for the XFi Complete. So that's not a contract. So I can still return it, but that price for $10 is only good for 24 months. And then it goes up to 25. It's not a contract.
As long as it doesn't say with 24-year agreement required, then yeah.
It doesn't say. But it doesn't
for the record, sitting there saying, Roy, you're wrong. I don't have the fine print in front of me. I'm going off whatever you say. You said for 24 months. I mean, that's all I had to go off of.
Oh my God.
You're
wrong. I'm going to do it. I'm going to go sell my wife on.
Honestly, I think that even if you were locked into a 2-year contract with them, it's probably more worth it in the long run for you.
Well, here's the other thing too. Okay. I do benefit from the free internet when I go out, because like, if I go out and I need to log into an Xfinity Wi-Fi, they're fucking everywhere, because everybody who has fucking internet has it. I mean,
oh yeah, I can do that too.
It is free right now. It is free right now because of the pandemic. Still, I think it's free, but until next year. But like, I do benefit from that. So, anyways, okay. So I'm gonna do it. I'll have an update on the next episode of the Hangout. And I promise we'll have the official intro. You might have the intro if you're listening to the podcast version, but I promise I'll have the official info or intro after it's redone and I didn't butcher everybody's name. Our voice of Goopley recorded it, but I didn't put the phonetic names in there and stuff like that, so he butchered Roy and Joseph's name.
It's quite and beautiful. I screwed up. I'm really looking forward to it.
Yeah, really like cool. And I like how I did the Hangout messaging intro, so it's going to be really cool next week. Mm-hmm. Don't forget to tune in next week for the Hangout. And the Goopley cast will hopefully be back if there's something going on. There could be an announcement tomorrow for invites for an Apple event next week. So if there is an Apple event next week, we are. And they said we could have Apple announcements go out tomorrow is what the leakers are saying. Just remember,
the spring event is not like super huge news. We might get like AirPods or
a new something color.
Like
that.
New iPad.
This is like the
This is the year. But this is the year they said we could see new Macs. So, we could see a new Mac or two this year too, as well. Because they still haven't upgraded the Mac Pro to the M1. So,
I want a stemless AirPod Pro 2.
Okay.
Good luck.
They're doing stimulus beats.
Yeah, but that's their like aggressively not stylistic, but like sporty brand. If you get rid of the stem, the whole like visual signifier is gone. I could see it happening, but I don't know. I don't think it's super.
Either way, I'm ready for it.
I hope you get it. I do, and I hope we get.
All right, everybody.
As a color for an
this.
iPhone.
This episode of the Hangout was sponsored by Comcast Sucks. Hashtags Comcast Sucks.
Says the person who is gonna throw more money at Comcast for the next 2 years.
I don't have any choice.
Die.
Well, you do. You could do the T-Mobile one and just give up Catfish.
Is Catfish worth it? Is this all worth it?
It can't be.
I don't know. You should see some of the stupidest people on the Catfish.
I mean, all fairness, didn't he say that it was like his wife that watches it and, you know, happy wife, happy life?
Yep.
True.
So, anyways. All right. Thanks, everybody, for joining us. We will see you next week on The Hangout without a mess.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to The Hangout. Listen and subscribe to The Hangout and the Goopley Cast wherever you get your podcast.